is just an extra?
That's just an extra one. This has been a little bit like you, so. Never too soon to start thinking about the Shavuos topics, by the way.
Right. It's a shame. Kubi will still be in Kohama. Okay, good evening, Rabbeisai. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about Chazorah. And I'll share with you a shaila that I get regularly. I mean, I would say almost weekly, bi-weekly zikha. And in it, we could be menateach, we could really cut through what Chazorah is. Because it seems, I'm sure you've already tasted some of this, that it seems to be a machlekes rishonim. What is Chazorah? What is the Isser Chazorah? What is the stringency of Chazorah v'Shabbos? Clearly we see from the Gemara that, and from the Rishonim and from the Shulchan Aruch, that Chazorah is on a much higher level of Choyma. Even something as Mavushal Kol Sorkoi, Mitztamik V'Raloi, you still can't put it on unless it's Kul V'Ketumen. Erev Shabbos, you could put something on. If it's Mavushal Kol Sorkoi, Mitztamik V'Raloi, you don't need a blech. So clearly, Chazorah is much more Choma than Shehiyah. But the reasoning behind it is unclear. I'll tell you the shaila that I get frequently, and then we'll go into the Lashonis of the Rishonim. Because some Rishonim seem to pull us in a direction that the Chumrah of Shehiyah, of Chazorah over Shehiyah is Michzik and Mevashel. And the Ran says that, and then we'll see the Rashba says that, and others say Michzik and Mevashel. Rashi actually in the Mishnah says it. But Rashi is not clear. Because Rashi is going in Beis Shammai. In the Mishnah, Beis Shammai say, Loi Machzirin. You can't put it back. Over there, Rashi says, the Michzik and Mevashel. So Rashi is not necessarily a raya to this idea. Because Rashi is going, even on a kira grufo k'tuma, Beis Shammai would say lo yachzir. So Rashi therefore had to say, it can't be because of Shema Yechata. Because Shema Yechata, if there's no coals, what's the Shema Yechata? So Rashi, many quote Rashi as being an opinion who holds the problem is michzik and mevashel, but it's not a raya from Rashi. Because again, Rashi is going simply in Beis Shammai and the Mishnah, who say you're never allowed to do Chazorah. If you're never allowed to do Chazorah, Rashi had no choice but to say that it's nothing to do with Chitui. Because if it were to do with Chitui, then if it's Gruf Uktuma, it should be Chitui. There's nothing to stir. Should be. Should be. So therefore, Rashi could say, Rashi's explaining Beis Shammai Shita. And Adarabba, Beis Hillel hold, the problem is Shema Yechata. And that's why by Gruf Uktuma you could do Chazorah. So really, Rashi, I wouldn't necessarily put him together with the Rishonim, but many, many Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ritva, we'll see, all say Michzik and Mevash. Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yosha, and the Mishabura actually, by us, brings down also Shema Yechata. Both of these ways of learning are going to have their complications. If you learn it's Michzik and Mevashel, the conditions for Chazorah don't necessarily make sense. If it's Michzik and Mevashel, makes a lot of sense that you can only do Chazorah if you're still holding it. Because that takes away the fact that it looks like cooking. Still in your hand. It's still associated to where you took it from. So that condition makes a lot of sense. But Daitei Lahachzir? Was Daitei Lahachzir have anything to do with it? That doesn't make anything look different. Looks exactly the same. Nobody could read your mind. Nobody knows if when you took it off, you had das to put it back. He didn't have das to put it back. Daite lahachzer would only make sense if you hold shem yichate. So that's a mindset. There you could say, if it's daite lahachzer, we're not choishish for shem yichate. We'll see why as much. So really, but the Gemara brings both of these conditions. When it would seem that one of these conditions fits the reason for Michzik and Mevashel, and one of these reasons fits better with Shem Yechad. And then we'll see in the Rishonim themselves, we'll see some inconsistencies as to what the reasons are. Now, I'll tell you what the Shaila I get all the time is, and that is Chazara only an issue when you took it off? What happens if the flame went out? This happens a lot. Like I say, I deal with it all the time. If you have an electric, the outlet, the fuse blew, right? So now, am I allowed to take the chalent or whatever it is from where it is and put it onto another blech? Shabbos, there's no shaila that you're allowed to take a chalent from one blech, put onto another blech. That's mutter. No, it's chazara, doesn't have to be to the same place. I'm allowed to pick up a chalent over here and put it over here. That I'm allowed to do. In fact, the place can bring down, even if the second fire is bigger than the first fire. As long as it's mavushal kol tzorka and it meets up with all the criterias of chazara, you're allowed to put it back even to a bigger fire. But zikha, you're allowed to put it back to another fire. So, here my fire went out, my electricity went off, and I want to now take my chalent and put it either another element I have in the house or go to my neighbor. I want to put the pan on. It's still warm. It still has the other tanar, meaning it's mavushal kol tzarkai. It's still warm. Because if it cooled down, you're in tzaras anyway, right? It's a davar lach. By a davar lach, if it cooled down, you can't put it back anyway. So that's not talking about that. I'm talking about it's not cool. It's still warm. Usually when these stories happen, still warm. Can you put it back? So what's the shaila? The shaila is, do we treat it no different than if you took it off and put it down? You're not allowed to put it back. So now it's down. It's not down because I took it off. It went down by itself. The fire went off. Lamaisa, it was taken off the fire. Not by me, but by a mishap. So do we treat it now like chazara, in which case I'm frozen? For Shabbos, I have to have a frozen chalent. Or do we say, since I did not take it off, I didn't take it off, so it's not called chazara. So actually, so this again, this is a shaila I get all the time. And Reb Kiva Egel talks about a similar shaila. And by the way, this could potentially be connected to the shaila that we're discussing. What's the Isser of Chazar? If the Isser is Shem Yechata, which is the mindset that we discussed, then you could say, well, if I had no intention to take it off, as far as my mindset is, it's on the whole time, then there's no problem. If the problem is Michzik and Mevashel, it's the same problem. There's no more fire here. So now it's off the fire. Now I'm taking something from no heating element, putting it onto a heating element. That's Chazar. So that's the, you could loosely you could connect it to the shaila. So I will tell you, there's a tshuva written by one of the Poskei Yerushalayim, Rav Mintzenberg, Zolo Gizun Zayin. He wrote a tshuva on this topic, and he wants to apply a Rav Kivega. Kivega has mamish the shaila with somebody else took the pot off the fire. Okay, so I'm sitting in my house, and somebody wants to take some cholent. So they take the cholent off. They have no intention to put it back on. I didn't even know it was taken off. Now I find out it was taken off. Am I allowed to put it back on? So Kivega has such a shaila. Kivega says, "Im okar odom kideras chavero me'al gabi yesh." If Reuven took Shimon's chalent off the fire, V'hu lo yoda. V'inicho yal gabi karka. Nesar olov lachzicho. So the Reb Kiveger says, you're not allowed to put it back. If you look at Bayos in the Bir Halacha, he brings down this Reb Kiveger. Chofetz Chaim brings down this Reb Kiveger. So basically, Reb Kiveger is saying, if Reuven took off Shimon's sholent without intention to put it back on, and Shimon doesn't even know it was taken off, he definitely wants it to go back on. So Reb Kiveger says it doesn't matter. It's no different than if I took it off myself. And he goes, Reb Kiveger explains himself. He says, the reason is, he says, the seif seif, maisal gabi karka ika, va'oyser afilu dover sheni shaloi, this is totally b'mais. There's a rule in Shas, ein adam oyser dover sheni shaloi. I can't answer your thing. Okay? But that's only an iser which happens through machshav, through a thought process. But an iser that happens through maisa, that you could answer my thing, obviously. If you pour my wine for Avodah Zorah, you make it into Yayin Esach, right? Even though it's my wine. But something which is machshava, you can't answer my thing. Says Reb Kiveger that this is all a maisa. Because once you take food off on Shabbos and you put it down, that act makes it irreversible. So Reb Kiveger says, even though the owner has no interest in what you did, and it's his food, he can't put it back on. So Rav Mintzenberg wants to say, oh, here we have our application. So now by us, where the fire went out by itself, it's no different than somebody took it off without you knowing. Rav Kiveger says, too bad, since the action happened, it's too bad. I will tell you that what do you do if the case is a little different than Kiveger's case? Reuven takes off Shimon's chalant, and he has no intention to put it back. But Shimon does. So here it is a mind issue. So you should know that the Marsham in the Das Torah says that Shimon could tell Reuven, you have no power to ask for my thing. He says even more than that. He says, even if Shimon told Reuven, take the cholent off for Friday night cholent. So in that case, Reuven was acting on Shimon's behalf. Marsham says we have a rule in Shlichus. You could say, I sent you to help me, not to ruin it for me. So he says that if the guy had intention not to put it back, he can't aser on Shimon. Shimon could say, I never made you a shlich to take the cholent off. That's what the Marsham says. It doesn't exactly hold like Reb Kiveger, but that's a side issue. But that's Reb Kiveger. So Rav Mintzenberg wants to know, Lefiani is Daiti, Rav Mintzenberg's analogy is not a perfect analogy. Because the bottom line is that in that case, somebody, albeit not the owner, but somebody took off the cholent off the fire and put it down. In our case, there was no mice on them at all. And therefore, it's not a proper application for our case, because in our case, we could say that since nobody took it off the fire, that's not called chazor. So let's get back to our shaila. What is chazora riding on? So I want to suggest the following, and this will answer all the kashas. It'll also answer why the Baal HaMoyel brings the two reasons of chazora side by side. Michzik and Mevashel and Shem Yechata, side by side. So let's qualify this a little better. What does Shem Yechata mean? We already said that even if you put back something on Shabbos that's Mevushel Kol Tzorkei, Mitztamek V'Raloi, there's still an issue to put it back on any Gruf Uktuma. So how could it be Shem Yechata? The answer to that would be that there's a greater Shema Yechata when you're involved on Shabbos than when you just leave something on from before. When you're leaving something on from before Shabbos, we're only worried Shema Yechata if it's not Mevushel Kol Tzorkei, it's Mitztamek V'Yofeloi, then we're worried. But if it's already fully cooked, we're not worried. But if you're already occupied on Shabbos with the pot, by putting it back, then our radar, our antennas of Shemi Yechateh, go up a notch. And then we're worried, even if it's Mevushal, called Sark. The problem I have with that pshat, that would explain Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who says the problem here, is Shemi Yechateh, something that's Mevushal called Sarka, that's fully cooked with stomach virali, we normally say there's no Shemi Yechateh. The answer is, that's by Shehiyah. Because you're not occupied with the pot on Shabbos. We're not worried you're going to get involved on Shabbos. But if you put it on Shabbos, you're more engaged. And because you're more engaged, even though it's a Mevushal called Tzorka, we're still worried that you'll come to the Machat. My problem with learning that way, that would all be good if we say that there's a Chazora is only also where there are colds. But the Gemara says, L'seicha, you can only put an al-gaba. L'seicha, inside it's asr, even if it's grufuk tumah. If it's grufuk tumah, there's no shem yechata. In fact, the Ritva, on that Gemara, on Lamed Ches, the Ritva proves from there that the reason is michzik mevashel. He says, because if the issue would be shem yechata, it wouldn't be applicable if it's grufuk tumah. So that gives us a problem with Rabbeinu Tam, who learns that the problem is Shemi Yechata. Now, Michzik Mevashel is also a problem, as we explained. Because for that, it doesn't make any sense that it should make a difference if it's Daitai or not Daitai. As long as you're holding it, you should be allowed to put it back. Why does it make a difference when you does? So I want to give you a new idea how to learn. And with this, we'll bring the two shittas about Chazara much closer together. And the pshat I would say is like this. The Or Sameach already tells us that the michzik mevashel that we're talking about by Chazara is not for other people. It's for you. The michzik mevashel is not what other people are going to say. The michzik mevashel is for you. So now I want to tell you like this. What does it mean it's for you? Let's analyze this. You know what you're doing. You zikha know what you're doing. You know you're taking something that's fully cooked. Mevushal kol tzarka, mitstamik viraloi. You know you're not cooking. So what does it mean? But the Or Sameach says it clearly in Perek Gimel Hilcha Shabbos. The Or Sameach says, we're not worried about other people. When we say michzik mevashel, we're talking about you. What are we worried about? So I want to tell you like this. You means... We find in halacha, sometimes there's a gzeira because of what you're doing, and sometimes the gzeira is for the future. L'moshal, you're not allowed to ride an animal. Why are you not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos? Because you may come to break a branch. That's a gzeira for now. Chazal are worried that if you're going to go ahead and ride an animal, while you're riding the animal, you'll break off a branch. That's not for the future. They're worried now for you, for the rider of the animal. Now, while he's riding the animal, he may come to break it. That's one type of a gezeirah. Then you find another kind of gezeirah, which actually some Mishnah Mishnah is the rice. And that is, you're not allowed to do business with macholos asuras, because you may come to eat it. So there's a shayla in the poiskim. What happens if you use a shliach? In other words, I wanna have a McDonald's. McDonald's, Basa B'cholov. There's ways to get around it. Let's say we have a it's not a Basa B'cholov D'Oraisa, it's just Macholos Asuras. I wanna own the business, but I'm not allowed to do business with Macholos Asuras. The Rishonim say why not? Because Shem Yovi Lo Ichloi. You may come to eat. So I have a simple solution. The Chassam Sofer talks about this in his Shuvas. I'll have a guy run the business for me. I won't go anywhere near Macholos Asuras. I want to own a trefa restaurant in California. Okay? And I'm not going to run it. I will only reap the profits. What's the halacha? So there's many places can we'll say it's awesome. Not allowed to do it. Even with a shliach, you're not allowed to do it. Why not? Because when Chazal said they were afraid you're going to come to eat it, they didn't just mean that while you're doing business, you may come to eat. Once you do business with Machol Sasuris, your mindset is much closer to the Machol Sasuris. I'm in business. If I own a Treifa restaurant, I have a connection to Treifas. If I have a connection to Treifas, it's sooner that I will eat Treifas. If I know I can't do business with Treifas, I'm not going to eat the Treifas. Similarly, Shabbos. Chazal were afraid that if we're going to let people take pots of food on Shabbos and put it back, be it cooked food. The whole concept of cooking on Shabbos now will go down in Madrig. Because this is similar to cooking. Now you know you're not cooking. You know what you put on was cooked. But Lamaisa, you're reheating food. When if you went into a woman's kitchen and she was putting cold chicken that she made the night before and she was heating it up for her family, she would say, I'm cooking. Are you cooking? Well, it's cooked chicken. I'm reheating it. But it's all part of the... It's Memela, if you're engaged in something which is like cooking, you'll come to cook on Shabbos. So when we say michzik and mevashel, we're not worried about now, about this food now. We're worried that you are engaging in activity that's closely associated with cooking. That's what we're worried about. So if that's the case, now it's very clear why we need daitoi. Critical that we need daitoi. We ask, what do you need daitoi for? Anybody watching me doesn't know a difference if I held a pot, if I had a mind to put it back or not. The Torah says it's not for anybody else, it's for me. I have to know that the only way you could put a pot on Shabbos back on the fire is if when you took it off, you had continuous knowledge that you're putting it back. That's for you, not for other people. So the whole kasha of how are other people going to read it, they don't know. Now it's very clear. Shemi Yechat, I want to tell you, Rabbi Isai is the same thing. Chazal were afraid that if we're going to let people reheat food on Shabbos, they will similarly come to stir food. Not this pot! Your antenna for stirring food on Shabbos now is going to get distorted. So really, the Rishon, and that answers why the Gemara says there could be a problem even if there's no coals in there. Because we're not worried about this specific Chazara that you're doing right now. We're worried that through this Chazara, you're going to say, oh, you could put pots on the fire on Shabbos, just like you could put pots on the fire on Shabbos. You could also stir pots. You're getting distorted. In Memela, now it makes sense why it's feasible that the Rishonim who hold the Shami Yechata would hold of that Gzeri even if there's no coals there. Because they weren't worried about what's happening now. So really, both Shittas and the Rishonim are really on one they're going in the same direction. They're just using different terminologies. And the Mele, it's understandable why the conditions for Chazara are the same according to both Rishonim. Because it's the same, and it's understandable why the Baal HaMor bring down both reasons, like their sisters. Because they are. Because the two reasons are extremely connected. They're very closely related, these two reasons. And that's why it's found together, kach. So therefore, and this is the most mistavritical way of learning, I said, this answers all the kashas. If you learn this way, it answers all the inconsistencies, answers all the kashas. Now the Shaila is going back to our original Shaila, Halacha Lamaisa. So if we're going to say that the reason really is for you, so then it's very mistavra to say that a Chazara, that you had nothing to do with taking it off the fire to begin with, and in your mind it was always there to begin with, is very shaykh to say that their Chazal never would have asked it. But I will prove to you halacha lemaisa that that's the way it is. Halacha lemaisa. And that is from Hilchos Hatmona. In Halachos of Hatmona, we find a very similar shaila. What happens, Hatmona, let's say you had something that anything that was already Atmana before Shabbos, I'm talking about Dover Shady Moisif Hevel, something that you're allowed to do Atmana with, you're not allowed to do Atmana on Shabbos ever. Even Dover Shady Moisif Hevel, Maimed Hevel. What happens if you did Atmana before Shabbos with something that was kosher, and then it got uncovered, you uncovered it, you're allowed to cover it again. What happens if it got uncovered by itself? You cover it again. That's how we pass generation in Zion. You could cover it again. Now the truth is, in the Rishonim, we find a debate whether if something is uncovered by itself, is it considered worse or better than if you uncovered it? Tosfos holds that if something is got uncovered by itself, it's better. Because you had no intention ever to uncover it. The Rosh says 1 second. If something got uncovered by itself, it's worse. Because even though you didn't have an intention to uncover it, you didn't have intention to recover it. Whereas if you uncovered it with the intention to cover it, that's better. So there's really, this our Shaila is totally in this Machlekes Rishonim. Now if you look in Halacha L'maaseh and Hilchos Hatmana, we paskin that something that got uncovered by itself is better. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Kal V'chomer that even if you uncovered it, you could cover it again. Surely if it uncovered itself, you could cover it again, which is like Tosfos. So Halacha L'maaseh, if the fire went out on Shabbos under a pot and the pot is still warm and you never had das to take it off, you never had asked to remove it, you can, al pidin, lufiyani izdaiti, transfer it to another place. Hakut Nishabas.
Take it on the dining table, the Shabbos table. You can let go if your das is still on that and then put it back on a platter. No?
Again, what's your case?
Your das is still on the pot of soup. You put it on the table. Would that be like putting on the matzah that the Gemara discusses? And so it's obvious that you want to put it back on the...
Your case is what, a serving table?
No, you take it from, let's say, a